you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, January 25th, 2016. In the studio with me, it's another M&M show.
Oh, boy.
Is our multiple-titled staff member, Marianne Offenstein. Oh. And we've had some great conversations.
Thanks for
getting here earlier. And I know you brought your book.
I did.
But I know in light of all that we've covered and worked on and talked about and shared that I don't even know when we'll get to it, but I'm sure we have at least two, if not a week's worth of material.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to let you kind of choose. Do you want to talk about sponsors?
Oh, wow.
Or why a Great News Radio Event Center is something that we feel God is leading us to do? Or a little about Founders Week
that's
going to begin next Monday? Or a shout-out for Curly, also known as Vern, and Doris Meyer. Where do you want to start?
Okay.
You have those four choices at least right now.
We're talking about 9 programs here, but anyway, let's start with Doris.
Doris and Vern.
Yeah, let's do.
Well, I had a wonderful hospital visit with them on Friday, but let me take you back to last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
It was their 65th wedding anniversary.
That's a major accomplishment.
And so Joey Kroll, who hosts the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, did some shout-outs, and we recorded a couple announcements that aired all day long.
Yeah.
And so I called them up midday to see if they had heard the spots and just to say congratulations 65 years. Well, no answer.
Oh.
I was like, oh, where are they? And so later on, I think about 6 in the evening, Larry Budget Tours Bunning called me and said, did you know Vern's in the hospital? What? Oh, shoot, I was in town on Thursday. I could have stopped by. What's the matter? And he was short of breath and had never had this kind of feeling before, but I think was taken by ambulance to... It's not Covenant. It's not Carl. It's the other one. Is it Provena or Christy or Covenant now?
It's okay. A presence.
Presence. That's what
it is. We're getting there, man. We're showing our age, Mark, but anyway.
So, it's a lot of different names. Anyway, so I was like, well, maybe on Friday I can stop by. Well, sure enough, Friday I picked up Esther. We went over and did a little visit, got an update, and he had an encounter with God.
Oh, wow.
Kind of neat. I'll see if I can pull him into the studio in the days ahead.
Oh, please do.
He didn't get to hear the spots, but Doris was there, and she said, oh, I appreciate the spots. And I said, well, happy anniversary. Sorry you had to spend it in the hospital here. But Curly's been touched by God, and it was kind of a divine situation where, because of the breathing situation, he ended up going to the hospital, and they did some tests, and they said, oh, it's really good that you got in here. And just in that day and a half through some of the treatment and things that they were doing, he's feeling way, way better. And I learned yesterday at church on Sunday that he's back home.
Great.
And he plans to even sing tonight at the Singing Men.
My goodness.
And is doing much better.
Some people just can't be stopped.
Yeah. And he's 85 years young.
Oh, wow.
And I think I can share this. I think it's kind of known that he has lung cancer.
Mm.
And as they prayed through treatment and all that's involved with chemo and radiation and all that kind of stuff, he just feels like he's lived a great life. He's 85. He'll be 86 in a few months. That they're just going to trust the Lord to have a quality of life these remaining years. And what was interesting, as I met with him in the hospital on Friday, during the time of meeting with him and Doris, Esther was putting on these little shows.
Oh, great.
And
I
think
fun.
She kept them both very entertained and did her little poetry reading and some other things. But Curly, as he said, he's sitting in the hospital bed. Not only was the staff wonderful, but he felt like God really spoke to him.
Wow.
That God's not through with him yet.
Oh.
And that there's a purpose and a meaning for all this and some plans that he has to fulfill in the days ahead. So it was so encouraging.
Wow, I can tell you were encouraged.
Oh, yeah. And Vern, who is known as Curly, Curly was just energized and talkative and full of life. And you could just sense that God had touched him.
Yeah.
And he said, Mark, it wasn't like I verbally heard God's voice.
Mm-hmm.
But he impressed on my heart some things, and you could just see that God had touched him.
Wow.
So we'll see if I can convince him to come into the studio. He's kind of private. I had he and Doris in many years ago to share some of their life story, but we'll just see.
I hope so.
So
yeah.
Anyway, so that was very, very encouraging.
That's inspiring, Mark.
And 65 years of marriage.
I know.
Wow.
That's a blessing every time I hear it.
Yeah, that's great. Now, see, hopefully, Curly at the Singing Men rehearsal tonight, where, guys, if you have a desire to sing and declare the wonders of God, come out at 7 p.m. to the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy and join the Singing Men of GNN. And tonight, the Great News Radio Theater Troupe is meeting.
If you don't want to sing, come and join
act
the theater
out.
Troupe.
Yeah, act
no,
out.
No, no, no. And I don't think we want to say that, Mark. Not act out.
And if you have a lot of drama in your life, maybe
you
this
go.
Isn't the great time to come either. But
maybe it is.
Yeah.
Get some of that worked out.
Yeah, that's right. We'll pray over you.
That's right.
But I know Kate has worked on a number of scripts.
Yeah.
And last week they had 5 or 6 different scripts and they were pairing up people.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. They're real creative. One's a husband and wife team, you know, where the husband's like, and he's not paying attention. His wife's saying, well, I'm going to go out and buy this and a new car. And the husband's like,
yeah,
whatever. And then the wife kind of leaves and he's like, what did she just ask me?
Happened?
Yeah, yeah. And so there's a couple other really good ones. So we'll be debuting some of them.
And Huey's writing something for the...
Yes, but I have a new idea of maybe having them focus on these skits rather than that and have a whole different evening for that special script that Huey's working on. So
you got a lot going on with the theater troupe.
Yeah, yeah. So if you have a desire to use the performing arts to God's glory, it's a great bunch of people that are meeting tonight, also at 7 p.m., also at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. That way I can kind of go from room to room and see what's going on and cheer everyone on.
We're growing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it allows me to multitask and be efficient with my time and not commit a whole another evening to something, but... you can find out more about the Great News Radio Theater Troupe at greatnewsradio.org, and there's a Theater Troupe link that has a questionnaire and should answer all the questions that you have. So do that and then show up tonight at 7 p.m.
And speaking of growing, we could talk about the Great News Radio Event Center idea.
Okay, that I think could take up maybe the whole program.
And the next one, and tomorrow.
And I do want to thank you as I was kind of running through a few more additions and wording and vision casting. You assisted a number of ways. And so
thank you.
Let me give a little background to this because we talked about it maybe, a few months back?
Oh, yeah, we did.
But there's been some great developments, and I have to leave some of this confidential, but Great News Radio feels strongly, my board and the staff, and personally, I've been praying this up for some time, that God might provide another location for a studio and some events to take place.
Yeah.
And so as I prayed about it and thought about it and have talked with various people, I jotted down why a Great News Radio Event Center and what God may do through this event center, how blessings could go forward, how people could be encouraged, and how it could accomplish the threefold goal of this radio ministry, to educate, edify, and evangelize.
Talking about visions, I mean, I really think that God has given you a vision here
for
the future.
Yeah, well, and being our 20th year and our big 20th celebration coming up, it just seems like it was the right timing and to not give too many different details out because...
Right. It's all still in the works.
Yeah, it's in the works.
Yeah.
But some months back, one of the board members who has said over the last few years, you know, wouldn't it be great to have another location and studio and such? And I just thought, oh, this has worked for 20 years. This home studio has worked great.
And
it's been wonderful.
And
it's cost efficient.
And I think of the interviews that have gone out from this place, it's kind of, I don't know.
It's been a blessing. It's been wonderful. And, I'm very content and it's convenient.
I know
you are. And I can work at all different hours. But something, as our board chair, Dave Harriet, as he mentioned it again, something clicked in me. I can't really explain it. I think I just know it was of God, where enthusiasm started growing.
Yeah.
And as I thought more and more about it, I am ready. I think it's the right timing for this ministry. After 20 years, it would be a great vehicle for blessing in a lot of different ways. And so as I got more and more excited about it and started thinking about it, I started jotting down some things. And even today, you helped me with a few more, because I think I had about 17 or 18, and now we have the 20 top reasons, at least at this point, why a Great News Radio Event Center and what God may do through it.
Yeah.
So to save some of my voice, because I've been talking a lot, I've been updating you on some radio things. How about you read a few of these? And I know some of these are new to you or...
Well, we've talked about a number of them. This keeps growing as we talk and think, and something is really right about all this.
And I do desire to share, and we desire to share these with you so you can pray specifically. And as I met this past Wednesday with an individual that could maybe provide space for a Great News Radio Event Center or future studios, I reiterated in my mind, in my heart, what would we use the space for? How could we use it? And so, we move forward maybe in the days ahead. The board has given me kind of the okay. But if you could imagine, I'm holding my hands up. Aww. This is what I would like to pay. So put your hand way down here.
Yeah.
And this is like the going rate way up here. Uh-huh. And the board said they would be willing and think it would be worthwhile to pay maybe this much. So raise the hand up. But I'm still hoping God will confirm things by bringing the price way down here so it's affordable. And it would be something that we almost couldn't turn down.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping God would either provide such a reasonable rate or the funding that would be really obvious as people would come on board and say, hey, we could catch the vision. So what I would ask is we list some of these various ways of why to have a Great News Radio Event Center and what God may do through it, that you can pray with us. Maybe you'll have additional ideas. Maybe you'll catch the vision and say, how can I help? Or maybe down the road, as this comes together, you'll say, hey, we can help donate this or be a part of that or volunteer. So we're going to kind of vision cast with you and see what you think of these top 20 reasons for why to have a Great News Radio Event Center and how God may use it and work in and through it and work in and through you.
Yeah. The list we worked on and the list we've been talking about and on is not in any particular order. So I don't want the listeners to think this is some prioritized list. It's
just, like this first one's the most important and then the last one is less. This is just kind of as things came to mind.
Yeah.
And I think when we're all done, I used as many different words as I could.
I know you did. I loved it. That was so fun to watch you do that. It definitely will creates a rallying place for our listeners to come and actually come to the station and say, that's my station I listen to. I can come there now.
Yeah. And as wonderful as this home studio has been, and it's convenient and wonderful for many guests because we're out in 8 acres of woods and just the sights and the scenery and everything is very comforting and homey.
Yeah.
We do need a place that's a greater accessible area where we can come together and rally. And you can point to and say, that's where my radio station is.
That's right. And it's like a secondary location for the interviews, recordings. It's got easy access for the guests, everything.
Yeah, yeah. So that'll provide a secondary studio location. So we're looking really forward to that. Even having the redundancy, if one system is down or there's a problem or whatever,
I think
we can have
important.
Two places.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And in the winter.
Yes.
It gives the whole staff a place to meet, too. More professional, I think.
Yeah, we've never really had a place. I mean, here...
I mean, we all got together at Christmas.
Yeah, in a restaurant.
I know, that was so grand, Mark, that you did that.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. With another facility, we can gather, have prayer meetings, and we'll go through a whole list.
Yeah, and the singing men can be there, have rehearsals, so forth.
Yeah, greater flexibility for them. Even to get there early, maybe have a meal or stay later or the fellowship or the things that can go on with a permanent location for us to meet at. Mm-hmm. And the First Baptist Church of Champaign and Savoy has been great these many years.
Yeah.
But it would be nice. That way we could set up our risers and, you know, at some point I would put out an appeal. Hey, we need a piano. Does somebody have a grand piano they can donate to the station?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So we'll see how that would work maybe down the road.
And allows the theater troupe to have a place that anytime Kate needs them to connect and practice and so forth.
And perform.
Yeah.
And, you know, store props and have mm-hmm. like a staging right there ready to go. And then eventually maybe even put on some presentations where
That'd be cool.
A dinner theater, if you will, where they could come in with this event center. The theater troupe could present a meal, and it could just be like a multi-purpose room.
Well, I mean, you've talked about hosting interdenominational classes and activities and things like that. I mean, I know that the area will be there for like the board meetings and things, and that's mm-hmm. important. Mm-hmm. But this is really looking outward, and I love that about this entire thing, reducing barriers for non-Christians, people of Jewish faith or other faiths.
Mm-hmm.
It just opens up a lot of opportunity.
Well, that's where we get the part event center. We can host so many different things, and being non-denominational, being a radio station, it's maybe not threatening to this group or this denomination or this person. Just come together. We're going to have these speakers address these kind of topics. Mm-hmm. And again, just that rallying point where we can all come together and learn and grow and magnify the Lord Jesus Christ.
And I know one of the first things I ever heard you say about it, for some reason, I don't know why this was one of the first things I heard you say, but it was the ability to train students in a variety of broadcasting type interests. And that really, I don't know, that kind of sparked something in me. Mm. That's the next generation, and that's a fabulous opportunity.
Yeah, I think there's so many possibilities for young people writing scripts, doing some announcements, learning some of the marketing aspects, customer relations.
That is so great.
And I think by having a studio, now I could invite some people here, but again, it's into my home and it's a little awkward. Or if I leave, or Esther has a cold, it's like, and then, you know, they're using the bathrooms and everything here at home.
We've had too many students in here. We wouldn't.
Yeah, but I think we could do much better with training or whether it's after school or providing, you know, if it's a, again, a larger event center or a larger studio area, we can do many more things.
Oh, I think it would be phenomenal. And you've talked about not just training students, but establishing an outreach to internationals.
That's something currently, on Saturdays I teach or facilitate.
Well,
I don't know how much I teach.
Ads going right now.
Oh, yeah.
Or not ads, the announcements.
Yeah, little announcements. But I have a number of South Koreans, some from China.
That's so great.
This past Saturday, a new student from Japan, Taiwan, Brazil. And they're just wonderful people. Actually, a few are believers, and I get to share. And I thought by providing some conversational English classes in this event center, daily I could encourage some of our Great News Radio listeners to come in, to interact, to share, because they're really interested in American culture. And, you know, one example, hey, let me share with you why we celebrate Easter or what happens during the Christmas time and give the Christian perspective. And I think there's a lot of ways to reach internationals and locals, for that matter, with the different teaching talk gatherings that we'd have.
It opens up a lot of possibilities for many new ministries, actually, and volunteer opportunities for a lot of various activities. The internationals and the students, training, all that, those are just some. And I think it's going to be accessible to people with special needs and just to the public in general.
Yeah, the location that I'm looking at that I'm really praying about.
Pray, people.
I've been so excited about
it. Dear listeners, pray.
It's like, Lord, I could see it working and all these things, but is it your will? Is it your plan? He knows the end from the beginning. And
that's been praise God.
The last week or two. Lord, I so hope it's His will.
Yeah.
But that's what we're waiting on.
I know you, Mark. I know you really mean that. You really want to do it only.
Well, you don't want to get into something
that's we've all been there.
And so if it does come together, this certain location, it's on the first floor, very accessible.
Mm-hmm. A lot of storage, and there's just all kinds of
stuff. The possibilities are wonderful, but especially for anyone with special needs, it'd be easy to get in, get out of.
And I think everybody around us in the area, you're going to be committed, we're going to all be committed to their well-being, to being that kind of presence of Jesus, presence of Christ in the marketplace. Like, what's that show we have? What's the In the Marketplace?
We want
to be the presence of Christ in the marketplace.
Yeah, I think there's so many different ways of witnessing and sharing and working with other tenants and other people that would be in the area. So we could really be a blessing in the environment and a professional meeting place where, you know, people could gather and we could hold a variety of other gatherings. And I just so hope it can come together and it can show the community.
Yeah, we want to have that sign up someday. The Great News Radio Event Center.
Yeah, and just the fact that we could show the community how we're wanting to invest in their well-being, working creatively with people and other businesses and so forth. And this being the 20th year, I think and feel like God's going to do some unique things and some new things, and I can't wait to see how he moves this forward. And maybe it's not this certain location, maybe it's something else.
Sure.
Maybe somebody at some point will donate property and we'll build our own event center.
Wow.
But for right now, I just feel so passionate and strongly about this could be the location, and hoping that God will pull it all together and work it all through.
I'll tell you, I've said to other people, and I really believe this, I have been impressed, and it's kind of inspiring, Mark. It's very clear to me that through this entire 20 years of this radio ministry, that you have walked in a pace with what God is doing. You haven't rushed ahead. You haven't spent money you don't have. You haven't, you know, you haven't held it back. You've just, and I think that's what's going on now. That's why at this juncture it came to you, it's time to do this. It just came to, you know, and that's really admirable.
Well, thank you. And I do feel like God moved in my heart. I was kind of surprised and shocked how excited I got about it, because I've been very comfortable for 20 years in this home studio and such.
And then suddenly you knew.
Yeah, I knew that I knew, and I just feel so strongly how God will use it. And this past Friday, I was at a Pinnacle Forum gathering, and one of the things Tim said really struck home to me. Tim Johnson, he's one of the leaders of Pinnacle Forum. He helped oversee the Midwest for Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Oh, wow.
He's the chairman of the board of the YMCA.
Well,
he does
busy.
Commentary, color commentary for Big Ten Wrestling.
Word.
Oh, yeah, the guy's busier than anyone I know. A close, dear friend that we always kind of laugh.
I thought I was busy.
Yeah. He's off the charts busy. He makes me feel like, I'm not doing too much.
I don't even believe that, but go ahead.
But he had shared one of the key things that really impressed on my heart, what I need to be about, is knowing God and helping him be known.
Oh,
and that's kind
of
an evangelistic message that some people will say, but
I need to write that down.
It kind of re-emphasized the importance of me being grounded in God's work, faithful to my relationship with him, so that then I can therefore, and this ministry can therefore, help him be better known. And so it's knowing him and helping him to
be known. I like that.
And so I thought, that's what I got to be about in the days ahead.
That's
great. We're out of time.
There's more to say, and we
still have to talk about Founders Week. It begins next Monday, and some of the business sponsors that are making our 20th anniversary celebration possible on April 7th. And so hope to see many of you at the Theater Troupe rehearsal tonight or the Singing Men rehearsal, or stop by greatnewsradio.org
and pray for us.
And register for our birthday celebration that's happening April 7th. More to say about that tomorrow. We're going to keep you around. And I don't know if we'll get into your book tomorrow, but we'll try. Hey, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Offenstein with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
God bless you.
We're pilgrims on the journey of the narrow road. Those who've gone before us line the way, cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary, their lives a stirring testament to God's sustaining grace. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run the race, not only for the prize, but as those who've gone.